Hi, I'm Hugme. I work for a webcam company. I run just over 3,000 webcams all over the world. This is going to be a webcam technical panel. I'm going to talk about ways to hook up a webcam, different types of webcams, what they've done for us, how they've changed the internet just in their own little way. There were actually supposed to be more people on this panel. They're not. yeah, well, my coat's over here. I like my coat. I've been requested to move over. Okay, what is a webcam? Webcam is a device used to capture an image and convert it instantly into some sort of format that the computer can read and then broadcast that over the internet. There are all kinds of cameras that can do this. Most of the cameras you see are little ball cams, sit on the side of a computer. You moved around the room. They're pretty simple to use. They range anywhere from $35 to about $250. I've had one of those for about 3 years at my house. Right now it's down due to a request of my girlfriend. I do still have one at my office. It's a little bit different. This camera has a computer, a web server, an FTP server, everything already built into it. All you have to do is plug it into a network cable, tell it where to send the image, and it just starts shooting the image out over the internet. It's very, very simple to set up. These little cameras will range anywhere from $450 to $1,000, depending on what you want to get with it. If you want image manipulation before you send it out, the $450 one. There's one running at the con right now. Pretty much all it can do is flip the image upside down if you want to hang the camera upside down. We have four of them. The big $1,000 one made by Axis. Are we on the internet yet?
Yeah.
Okay, www.access.com. The larger $1,000 one you can make it look infrared, you can get all artistic with it, you can do a little bit of basic image manipulation before you send it out on the net, you can curve the sides of the image, whatever you want to do. There are several ways of broadcasting these images. The cameras we have here and the cameras that are all self-serving are FTPing back and forth between the server. It takes an image, turns it into a JPG, and sends it to the server. I think the ones at the con are set up every 10 seconds. Access, AXIS. Excuse me? Access, right here. They make the really nice one, too. The $1,000 one can actually be used outside, and we found that it's much easier to set up, and it doesn't screw up all the time. The one we have, the cheaper one, we've had all kinds of problems with. We brought two with us. One of them we can't even get working. For some reason, we're sending it an IP address. It's just not accepting anything we send it. We haven't been able to figure out why yet. So we think it's actually busted. click on, see the webcam, the camera? No, up right there, the green. Yes. These are the 2100s. These are the $450 one. Actually, these will send faster. These will send up to 7 images per second. That's FTP. And for an FTP, that's extremely fast. There is ways of getting faster, but you have to get away from things like FTP. You're going to have to go to streaming, which the camera I have at my house is full streaming. It streams. I've got it set up right now to stream, I believe it, an image every 2 seconds, just because my connection to the internet is not fast enough to do anything quicker than that.
Is it wireless?
This one? No, it's not. But we have these cameras. We've taken wireless network cards and strapped them to the top of the camera with tie wraps and then turned it into a wireless cam. The only thing we had to worry about was power after that. So they cannot be battery operated. They have to be plugged in. But as far as the network goes, yes, we turned it into a wireless camera. Yes, you can turn it into a full wireless camera. There's actually a group in Florida that is setting up a camera that bolts onto the side of rollerblades, and it's all battery operated. I think the battery only lasts for like an hour and a half, but it's they go and strap two cameras to the sides of their rollerblades and go rollerblading with this live feed. The technology for making it wireless, as far as short range, is there. Unfortunately, the long range, the microwaves, is not yet. Cell phones just have not gotten to the point. Well,
what about like a wireless mic on a big chair or something like that?
I haven't worked with those. Do they connect? What type of connection do they use? Is it analog or digital? AT&T has come up. See, the problem with it is you're going to have to find some place that has digital, that can pull a digital signal. Right now, AT&T has cell phones that are digital that will go, 1.5 T1 speed that you can actually do a pretty quick feed. But there are only two cities it's supported in: New York and LA.
Ah. And do you know anything about the expansion plans for that?
No, I don't. They've been talking about it for 2 years, and every time they say, "Oh, it's coming to your city," you wait a year, it still doesn't show up.
Yeah, well,
it's like waiting for Diablo 2.
Or waiting for Ricochet to get anywhere but, the Bay Area or D.C.
Yeah. The ones that we set up have a range, I would imagine, of about 400 yards before we lose the signal. So, and when you get to that, when you start getting to that 400 yards, or when you get to something, when you start passing through things, you get really weak signals, you start dropping packets, things like that. So we have to stay within a certain distance.
Yeah, our problem with the Ricochet, we used the Ricochet on a project I was consulting for, and we found the building was old and a lot of concrete and steel, and we had problems we'd lose signals and run really, really slow.
With the Ricochet, are you buying a connection, a cell phone connection somewhere, or are you,
our
do
IT
you have
guys,
to own?
I'm a GUI guy, so
okay.
I have no idea how it really works.
Do you know if you have to own the transmitter and the receiver, or if?
It's actually, it's kind of an interesting technology. You buy the modem from them, and it's using a microcell technology, so instead of having like maybe three or four antennas that cover the entire city, you have one per block on that kind of an order, and it's available. It's kind of limited availability, but the places that you can get it, like San Francisco Bay Area, Seattle, DC, places like that, it works really. That kind of a technology, just the really small range on the radios, works really well for geography coverage. I live in San Francisco, and I've been all up and down the hills and the valleys and places where you can't get a cell phone, to work, no matter how much you beg it. And I've never had a dropout because there's always a cell, within like, there's usually two, overlapping within a block or so of each other, or a block or so of where I am. When I was working in South Park, which is the web district, we had an antenna sticking on a light pole right out my window. So they do kind of soak up buildings and things like that. They do soak up signal pretty readily because it is a fairly weak signal. But like for coverage, what they do is they get like a deal with the local utilities and get a license to like stick them on all the light poles or utility poles in the county or something like that. So you can go pretty much anywhere up and down, mm-hmm. the major highways and get coverage.
Well, how fast is the connection?
It's only like a 38.4, so it's kind of slow. But just the ability to be able to pop up on the side of the road and, you know, pop up your antenna and get a signal and dash off an email message.
That's still not got to be fast enough if you really want to get a good image. Uh-huh. With that, you're only going to be able to do, you know, every 20 seconds, every 30 seconds, which a lot of cams are running at.
Uh-huh.
Depends on how fast you want. If you just want to update every 30 seconds, a 56K modem is fine. If you're going to want to update quicker than that, every 10 seconds or every like these are, every 5 seconds, you got to need something as comparable to a T1. I'm sending with the modem I have at my house. I'm sending every 2 seconds. I've got a cable modem, but I'm also streaming. I'm not FTPing. Which really cuts the bandwidth because you're just shooting out UDP packets.
What kind of frame rate do you usually get off a cable modem? Or a refresh off a cable modem?
Yeah. 2 seconds. If you've got a good connection on the other end, either a cable modem on the same network or a T3, which I had at work, you're gonna bring it up every 2 seconds. Most people dial in with 56K. You're only going to see it every 10 to 15 seconds just because of your connection on that end. Plus, if you've got a lot of hops between you and Comcast, which is my cable modem provider, you're going to see a definite slowdown. You know, it's going to drop to 10, 15 seconds too. So I want to know what this device here is. The cameras. Okay. What kind of cameras are they? Okay. Are they digital?
No.
You got a network cable hanging off of them?
No.
It's just a C. Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Pretty nifty. Very cool.
Remember the old slide things you could look through the
Yeah, yes. Do any of you have webcams or are working on webcams now?
Cool. I kind of do. I have a camera hooked up to my SGI Indy, which I use occasionally, and I've got DSL. But I don't usually like stream anything out of that. Mostly for, you know, because of a guest and or, you know, significant other objections, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about hardware as well, like recommended hardware. Right now, I have a Mac. I think we had this discussion in Hacker 101, and everyone looked at me like I was a pariah. And I actually found a couple of places that recommend how to do this on a Mac. And I have a little ball cam right now, but I haven't. I was waiting to get full-time access.
It's going to depend on what you want to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to dedicate a computer just to running a webcam, a Mac is fine. Because, I mean, it's not doing anything else. The problems I have with a Mac are more the usability of it. I mean, it's missing some other things that I need. If you're going to dedicate that computer to just sit there and run a webcam, sure.
Is that what you recommend, is dedicating a box?
Well, if you can. I mean, it does not take all that much to run a web camera. The computer I had at my house, my original webcam was actually running in Windows 98. And I took Windows 98, stripped everything I could possibly strip out of it, so it would boot up in a matter of seconds, and it would bring up the webcam. Nothing else would run on the server. I closed down everything on that box, and it was actually a fairly stable machine. That was a Cyrex 133. You can get those, the motherboard, the CPU, the video card, the sound card, everything already on the board for about $40. But the problem is you'll never upgrade it. The CPU is soldered onto the board. The video card is part of the board. Everything is attached to the board. But that was all I was doing. was running a webcam, so it was perfect for just a dedicated machine to sit and run a webcam.
So like a P120 MMX might actually be usable as a webcam then.
Yes, I've actually run them on 486s before. They run just fine.
And with what kind of a frame update rate?
The 486 was doing every 10 seconds. But the thing about it is, I mean, you think about what the camera's doing.
Uh-huh.
It's capturing an image and it's FTPing it. It's dedicated to just that, capture FTP. There's not that much CPU it's going to use up. The only thing you're going to use up, if your image starts to get larger or good quality, you're going to have to add memory to it because it's going to be pulling that into memory. If you want to really make it fast, boot up off the drive, stick on a RAM drive, you know, do it in DOS, create a RAM drive, put everything into the RAM drive and FTP it from there. You can make a very fast webcam server.
You get motherboards and everything on 479 for 500 megahertz chips.
Cool. Well, if you've got old hardware laying around the house, you don't have to pay anything, which is what I had. After the drivers were written, some of the guys over here at ALS wrote the drivers for the camera I had for Linux. And so I moved it over from Linux, from Windows to Linux. Linux is a real bitch to run on a Cyrex. It is possible to do, but you may have some problems with it. So,
do you know of any software or driver support for webcams under Linux, or do most of like the custom ones like that up there just have like a serial port that you can hack into and manipulate through a Perl script or something like that?
These are really nice. I believe they are running a Linux kernel. You don't see it at all.
Uh-huh.
You do everything over the web. But the web server, the operating system, everything runs on that camera. You never have to see it. That's one of the things that makes them so nice. The Kinex cameras, ball cams, both color and black and white are what's recommended for running with Linux. All the drivers are already there. I run FreeBSD, and all the FreeBSD drivers are already in the kernel. You don't have to touch it. You just, you know, take it out of lint, move it into your general, and install it. It pops right up without a problem. The only real problem is USB support sucks for Linux. You're going to have to get a parallel camera.
Where's the URL for finding that?
For finding
that camera with the board on it.
The Kinex camera?
Yeah.
Go to Kinex.com, C-O-N-N-E-X, I believe, .com, and make sure it's a parallel camera, not a USB, to run for Linux. Because USB Linux Linux support or USB support for Linux is horrible. Yeah, but you're probably going to have to write the drivers yourself. If you're a really good C programmer, yeah, go for it. Oh, yes. For USB, yes. They're really pushing to get it to get that out. Some of the guys actually over here at ALS are some of the guys working on it. So they've already got, I believe they've got a mouse driver working in USB. The USB port can be seen under Linux, but not many hardware devices are supported for it yet. Anybody else want to know about webcams?
Yeah. What would be the possibility for using webcams as a conference media?
Oh, it's being done now.
Is it multiple?
Yes, NetMeeting, which is actually a Microsoft product. My girlfriend's father uses NetMeeting to talk all over the world every night, and he gets free phone calls to Switzerland, to New Zealand, and I mean, literally every night. Most of his friends are overseas. Her mother works for Delta, so they get free plane trips wherever they want to go. She just got back from Switzerland and all over Europe. She goes there all the time. Makes me very jealous.
Can you do?
Yes. With NetMeeting, you can do, what is it, up to four?
I don't know. We just do it at work.
Yeah, I think it's up to four people with NetMeeting. There's other proprietary software. The reason I'm yeah, that's an actually a very old one that can be used. That's more for a general chat. That's not used as much for one-on-one. And that's another free one, which is good. And I had an office mate who used to, who was on it all the time. CUCME does use up a lot of bandwidth. And the people who, if you watch CUCME, you can always tell the people who are on slower modems because the refresh rate is hideous.
For non-Microsoft operating systems, there are a number of tools out there that you can get that are similar and actually in some ways, quite a number of ways, superior. Both the NetMeeting and these tools use multicast IP, and there's a series of the MBone tools. You can go to mbone.org for Linux and pick them up, and you can get, like, I've been, like, 6- and 8-person conferences, and things like the IETF meetings are all streamed over these tools. So you can get, like, a shared whiteboard and video and audio and chat and all sorts of stuff like that. It's really cool. So I just felt like I had to put that plug in.
Yeah, I haven't done much of the conferencing for Linux yet. I've got a dedicated Linux box that just serves images. So.
It's been out there for about 10 years.
Okay.
And they've been improved, and they're still working on them, so yeah. they're really good.
They're
really
always,
good.
They're always working on stuff for Linux. I mean, it never ends. Anybody else thinking about running a webcam? Well... bunch of you. what kind of...
just one quick question. What's the actual process of publishing an image? I mean, if you if I want to put up a site for someone to come look at pictures of my goldfish or something, what do I actually have to do to make that happen so that someone halfway around the world can come and look at that picture?
Okay. What you're probably going to want to do, I guess you... what kind of webcam are you planning on using? Are you planning on using something like this?
It's just something to just play around. Connectix. I have a small USB.
Okay, Connectix. Just a little Connectix USB.
Yeah. You're going to. I do not have a dedicated server in my house.
Okay. The best thing you can do to start playing with it, what operating system?
I could do it Linux or 98. Probably 98 okay. To start.
All right. With Linux, you're going to have to use FTP. Is there any? I don't think there's any streaming software for webcams for Linux.
Streaming. It's not exactly streaming. It's change-based, where they sell up the image. They divide the image up into quadrants, or actually like micro quadrants, and they transmit only the changes. So that like if you have just a bunch of talking heads, the actual amount of data that you're sending over the line is very minimal. If some people are moving around a lot, then you're only sending over the parts that are moving. So it's not really like a streaming technology, but it's the same effect. You get the live video, and in some ways it's actually more efficient.
Okay. Well, look for the MBone stuff for streaming. If you want to do streaming for Windows, go to truetech.com, and they've got some free streaming software you can download. If you want to do FTP, it's very simple. All you do is have something capture the image, put in a file on your computer, and then FTP that file up to a server every few seconds. Okay? It's a simple shell script to write in Linux to FTP it to the server. On your website, you're going to have to write a little bit of Java. You can go to get information on that. You can go to any of the cam sites, and they have information. You can go to our site, and it'll tell you how to do it. Camunity, CAMMUNITY.com, CAMMUNITY. It's community with an A. And click on the tech tips. It'll tell you what to put into your web page, the little JavaScript, and all that JavaScript does is update the image. So just to put the image up there for the first look at it, I mean it's an A H R E F, and then the image. It won't update, though. The little JavaScript is going to be what updates it. I mean, that's about it. So.
Do you have any, can you provide any commentary on like the legality or any like legal issues about like broadcasting images that you capture from public? Like one thing I've been thinking about doing is maybe like setting up a webcam in my car just for experimental, just, you know, mucking around with wireless technology and mobile stuff. But then the idea struck me, well, hey, gee, what happens if I get pulled over and the webcam is going? They're probably not going to like that very much, but I think I should be pretty safe because it's in my car. It's separate.
Are you broadcasting this live?
It would be going to, yeah, it would be going to my server. I don't know if it'd be broadcasting live, but it would be going, like, you know, wireless back to a server and being stored there as opposed to being, like, stored directly on the car.
The funny thing about that is that now virtually all police cars have their own cameras in them. Even though they're not being broadcast anywhere, they're virtually all police cars have some kind of camera that's taping. It's just kind of on a constant loop. And, of course, you didn't provide your consent to be taped there.
Yes. As far as recording it, you can record whatever you want for private use. Broadcasting it live is not legal unless you have the consent of the person first. We have the ones we're using here. We already have all y'all's consent to broadcast you, if you read the back of your badge. Believe it or not, we've already asked you. You just didn't know it. Mm-hmm. You can record whatever you want.
That's basically so they can prevent any more Rodney King type of nastiness.
Well, if someone ever, you know, they are going to be allowed to pull that in, you know, the case of you've, you know, pulled a crime in or something like that, the government's going to come in and take it over and everything, of course. But as far as capturing, you can capture all you want for private use. You're not allowed to publicize it, though. That is infringement on their rights.
Occasionally, you'll be filmed in the background on a news scene, and you're.
They usually make it. It's pretty obvious that they're filming, and I think that's how they get around that.
Right. If you're doing something for photojournalistic purposes or documentary purposes, there's a little leeway there. That if you're documenting something and someone else walks into the vision, you're protected. They can't sue you for that. If it's purely for documentation purposes or photojournalistic purposes, recording history, so to speak, you are required. It's just like radio. If someone calls in, you're live. You have to tell them they're live.
You also have to have a license to do that, I believe.
Right. If your subject is, if they are the subject of your documentation, you have to let them know that you're broadcasting.
Also, and usually you can see a camera like that and get out of its way. Right. Most people see a camera like that and jump in its way.
Yeah. Also, for some of the clubs, we are putting signs in the front of the clubs that we're putting webcams in that say, by entering this club, you consent to being photographed. Go over to the chamber. They have one there all the time because they take photographs to put on their webpage and things like that.
All right. I wanted to jump back to some of the wireless questions we had. I'm thinking about, there's an event that I help put on in Piedmont Park every year, and I would love to have some kind of cam coverage, but of course we don't have a phone line out there, so I wonder what some of the options are for that.
You can do a pretty slow camera if you do a do it over analog on a cell phone, but it's going to be, you know, every 30 seconds, and your cell phone bill is going to be ridiculously high.
There are some other frequencies available, but they're not really properly governed by the FCC I don't think.
You can also
gigahertz range or something.
You can put in your own, if you have your own transmitter and receiver. That's a possibility, depending on how much you want to spend on it. So,
if it's open air like that, you probably wouldn't have the issues we had with the building about the.
Do we have it in Atlanta?
I think I would probably have line of sight to a building where I would have a.
Okay, well then, if you've got line of sight to a building, you can set up a server. There's your answer right there. It shouldn't be too hard to do. Who else? If you want to see some of the webcams, go into Regency. over next to the left of the sound booth. There's a camera, and you'll see the light blinks every time it sends an image up to the server.
Would you definitely recommend running it on Linux then over? Because I actually have a P3500 and a Mac G4, mm-hmm. and I have a network, so I was basically about to build a Linux box anyways just to play with and maybe run a proxy server off of it. Would you definitely recommend the Linux then over?
I'd recommend Linux anyway just for stability.
Yeah.
If it's a dedicated server, that's all you're doing with it, it doesn't really matter. Just if you run Windows, strip it down completely so it doesn't crash all the time. Because if you leave a Windows box up for too long, it inevitably will crash. Mine, I actually kept my Windows box up for a Windows 98 box up for 2 months just because I stripped out everything I possibly could. I mean, the entire operating system only took up about 20 meg. I mean, I absolutely wiped out Windows. I mean, it was pretty much DOS with with a little tiny GUI running on top of it. But you can do it. I mean, you can do it fairly cheaply. What are you planning on running it on? What type of computer are you running it? You said you're setting up a Linux box. Okay. You can go over to my. Do you live in Atlanta? Okay. Go to a used computer store. I mean, we have one called Microseconds here, and some of the computers I bought there, Microseconds. It's a used computer store here in Atlanta, and you can find used computer. I mean, a 486 is for like $11, and they're great to start playing on and start learning everything. So I've got the $11 486s. I think I got six of them at my house.
Well, would you definitely want it dedicated, especially for streaming? Like, if I was having a Linux box to play with, maybe running a proxy server on it, would you not want to have that, the box that you're using?
It will make dedicating it to your camera will make your life a lot easier. because you'll, you know, be playing on your own box and be fiddling with something, and then all of a sudden you realize your cam is down and you just knocked 30 people off. Because you have to remember when you're running a cam, you have customers on there all the time. I didn't want to knock everybody off, so I just took a server, you know, took a little tiny computer, turned it into a server, put it over to the side, and didn't think about it anymore. So just for sanity, yeah. And just because it's so easy to do and it can be run on computers that are so small, yeah.
When you hook up sites for people that are on a low budget, do you recommend getting a 486 or something like that?
Depends on what they're doing. A lot of the people we're recommending cameras for are only going to be using that camera for a week. Like for Mardi Gras, we had a lot of people wanting to do cameras for Mardi Gras, and we would just send them the little $35 cameras and say, send them the software, this is how you set it up. Set it up on your own computer, it's going to run for a week. You know, they don't have to have anything, then send us the camera back. And we would go ahead, my company would go ahead and pay for all of that. And then we would get, you know, 20 cameras recording Mardi Gras. If someone wants to put a permanent webcam in their home, I think on our webpage we go either way.
Arrangement that you're doing for these short term?
Yes. Yeah. And we have a whole bunch of little cheap cameras. We'll send people, you know, $35 if somebody breaks it or steals it or something. We haven't lost that much. Camunity. Uh-huh. So if you put up a webcam, just hop over to Camunity and tell them you want to set it. You're running a webcam now and you want to stick it on our server and we'll put the image up. It's pretty easy to do. We do not do anything rated more than R. We used to, but our execs decided not to do that anymore, and our hits were cut by, you know, 100%. So, yeah, it really killed our hits when we stopped doing all the porn stuff.
So, what are the types of applications that people are using these webcams for? because you seem to imply that pornography is real popular. Is that predominantly the subject?
Well, I mean, pornography is the largest, is the most websites are pornography, and the internet is a place that people think of when they try to go and get it. So it's being used a lot there. Most of the money for webcams is in pornography, just because most people setting up webcams aren't thinking, well, I need this really nice system to, you know, talk to my friend up the street with a webcam, or I need a really nice system just to stick in my house. Most of the really legit unpornography stuff are, you know, very cheap systems. They don't have much money to throw at it. They just want to throw a few dollars and do something really cool. So the money for pornography, or the money for webcams, that's where it is. So that's where you see the most of it. That's where you see the really nice, fast cameras. That's where you see the $1,000 camera sticking up, you know, serving 7 pages a second.
Has there been any work to use them for traffic monitoring, automobile traffic monitoring?
Car traffic?
Yeah.
Go on to WSB.com, mm-hmm. WSBradio.com. They've got a traffic button. Go down the Atlanta highways. You'll see these giant metal poles with two cameras on them pointing in each direction, northbound and southbound. You can sit and watch those poles live on the internet. Excuse me? Okay, cool. Excuse me?
He's from Jacksonville, too, because I noticed that they just put a bunch of little cameras. I don't know what the website is.
Yeah.
But they've been on for about a month on I-10, right where I-10 and 95 meet.
They're being used for that. They're being used a lot for security. We had a bank... While I worked for Time Warner, we had a lot of banking servers, and so we had a webcam positioned inside our network operations. If you got by all the other security, you were being recorded when you walked into that room off-site. So it was really nice to use for that. If we ever had anything stolen, we'd have to go back through the cams. It mostly ended up getting used for... our developers who would develop software and then put it live before testing it, and we would find out who did it and get after him. That's what it ended up being used for most of the time. It's, you know, for security, for even your own home security, put a couple cameras around your house and then sitting during the day, if you're worried about something, just click over and look at your camera. It's being used for babysitters.
How can I hook like a network up like with say like three cameras for like what you're saying for home security, like monitor like the bedroom and the living room and.
Well, first thing you're gonna have to do is set up a home network. If you don't want to buy a whole bunch of phone lines, I mean you can have another phone line for every camera. Hook up a home network, for each so that you can hook up all these computers. Or if you want to go with the USB, you can hook up a whole ton of USB cameras on one, and the range on USB, you can get a pretty long cable.
What is the foot long for USB before it degrades? You know, like parallel is like 50 feet or something like that.
Oh, parallel is much shorter than that.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Parallel, I think, is 16 feet.
Oh, okay.
USB... I'd imagine it's pretty high, as 50 or 100. Do you know what USB is?
In the neighborhood of, I think it's something in the neighborhood of 10 base T. It's just like it's long. It's okay. A couple hundred feet.
Yeah, 10 base T is 300 feet.
300 yards. I don't think it's that long.
Yeah. I only thought it was, you know,
or no,
around
sorry.
100
10, feet. It's 100 yards, and I still don't think USB is that long.
10 base T?
Yeah, it's 100.
More than that, because I've run it more than 100 yards. Because at one of the hacker conventions, we run a lot more than 100 yards.
Well, that's spec. I mean, that's spec, and I've run it a lot further, too. But, maybe you're getting, 97 or, 83 megabits instead of 100, but...
Yeah, who's counting? But for home use, yeah, you're going to have plenty of length for USB. And then just, you know, capture five images. And then those five images, every 10 seconds, you FTP it. You know, you write that little script that says, every 10 seconds, take these five images, FTP it to the server instead of just one image.
It'd be good to put on, like, a Linux server, because I'd, like, need to dedicate a server.
If you're going to do it with USB, you're gonna have to use a Windows box just because there's no support. But with Linux, yeah, with Linux you can put up. It's pretty easy to do two parallel ports, three or four if you get a card, and then attempt to put on several webcams on one server. But good luck. Plus, you know, you've got that 16-foot problem with parallel.
Right.
Actually,
if you've got line of sight in your to all your cameras and they can do infrared, you can use infrared for Linux. That's one thing that is supported really well is Linux IRDA. You'd probably have to do a little software hacking, but it really wouldn't be all that hard, and you could do it wirelessly. And if you have a FIR chip, a lot of motherboards now are shipping with a FIR transceiver, which is a fast infrared, which is almost as good as cabled Ethernet. It's like 4 megabits to 16 megabits per second, depending on what your chip does.
Yeah, but I don't think they make cams with infrared ports.
I said if. I don't know. Yeah.
If
here
you can find a camera with an infrared port.
if we have a company, we wanted to do like a security thing on the main entrance or something. We have our own server, or we're being served by a third party already. Do you guys consult for that? If we called community or emailed you guys, would you guys consult with us just to make sure everything's?
No, we don't.
Okay.
If you call me personally, I do consulting, but my company does not.
Okay.
How much do you charge for consulting?
Depends on what I'm doing. Depends on what the job is. Sometimes I say, you know, flat rate. I'm pretty, you know, depends on the company and what I'm going to be doing. If you're going to be calling me out every 3 days to come and do something, it's going to be different from, you know, just hopping by, fixing something, and leaving. So, but I'm pretty lenient as far as price. I'm really way too nice to people.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't drink, so. How many of you were at the Webcam Girls panel? Cool. So a few of you. At GothCon or at Phantasm? It would have been Phantasm. And yeah, you did the Webcam Girls with the whipped cream then. Okay, yeah, that was Phantasm. Phantasm, yeah, it was it's off 285. What's the name? Do you know the name of the hotel? Is it Comfort Inn? Yeah, it's like right off of 400. Go onto the Phantasm website. As a matter of fact, Phantasm has a booth, and there are lots of incriminating pictures at the booth. Yeah, all the pictures of the naked girls with the whipped cream, that was the webcam panel booth, or webcam panel. So. Anybody heard anything really interesting new in the news with webcams? I do miss some of the stuff.
I heard a rumor there was a virus that'll turn on your microphone and record what you're doing.
I heard there was a computer virus that would get your daughter pregnant too. Oh, that doesn't mean I believed it.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily believe it, but makes you wonder about webcams in the future.
Yeah, and be careful about the kidney thieves.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Well, if it didn't come from somebody that had a little knowledge, I would but I still didn't trust it.
Yeah, I'm really critical of those emails. And I when I get one of those emails, I investigate them to the hilt completely before I you know, if it's something legit, I'll forward it to a couple people. But I make absolutely sure it's legit first. Check McAfee, check, you know, all the people who know.
Well, people A through C, you've got sometimes over 100 hits of the love bug virus at our my employer.
Well, love bug virus was also stupid Windows users, so I don't care. Yeah, when one of those viruses come out, I just sit back and laugh and go, you're running Windows. What do you expect?
Well, Outlook specifically.
Yeah. Well, no, not specifically Outlook. I mean, we had last year was the problem with macroviruses. We had a new macrovirus once a week, it seemed like. I mean, something that would completely screw up, you know, Excel and Word and everything else.
It's mainly the Office products, not the operating system itself, although I do see the pitfalls.
Yeah.
What is a good virus checker? Is there a way we can get away from these Norton and the McAfee?
Norton is horrible. Hideous. If you're running Windows... Yeah. If you're running Unix or Linux, the great thing about it is you cannot run as root. I always run as a regular user, and I make it show that as a regular user, I can't do that much. Not because I'm worried about me doing something wrong. If something gets on my system, it can't access my system. You know, anything I have access to are the only things that it's going to have access to as well. So with Unix and Linux, you just have to, you know, be careful. Don't log in as root and install software you're not familiar with. That's all you have to do. Other than that, viruses can't really hurt you.
How about for Windows?
For Windows, I've been using McAfee since I was 13, I think. The first virus I ever found on my system is called Ping Pong. If you're familiar with Ping Pong, it's a virus that affects 8088s and 8086s, and that's it. That tells you how long I've been using these virus scanners. But Ping Pong's it's actually kind of a fun virus. I thought it was hilarious. I wasn't pissed off at my system. I'm like, these guys are great, because what it does, this ball will appear on your screen and start bouncing around your monitor. Every once in a while, it will randomly pick up a character, bounce around some more, and drop it somewhere else, because it was all monochrome. There was no video on it. So it would just, you know, pick up a character and drop it in another place, and pick up a character and drop it in another place. It was really funny to watch.
Yeah, those are cute, yeah.
Anybody else? We've kind of thinned out a bit. Okay, well, I guess I'll wrap it up. I hope everybody wasn't too bored and uninterested. Sorry no other members were able to make it. I'm sure they're up editing video right now. Look for the other cameras around. If you go to the DragonCon site, click on CamUnity, and then you'll come up with our site dedicated just to DragonCon. There's a really cool flash intro that a friend of mine built. It's really hilarious. We get to burn Shriners. Dragon appears and burns the Shriners. It's great. You'll love the video. And then just, you know, click on whichever camera you want to see, and it's all live. We're gonna have a bunch of recorded media from DragonCon on our site, the Dawn Contest. I'm recording the Masquerade tonight. That's why I'm probably going to miss the hacker panel tonight, is because of the Masquerade Ball. It's community with an A. CAMMUNITY. Yes. Yeah. Or you can go to dragoncon.org and then just click on CAMMUNITY. So.
Thanks for coming down here.
No problem. Thank you.